All right, guess what the weather is like today? Here's an audio clue. That was the sound of an umbrella opening. So it's only raining just a touch, just a little smidge. I don't know, is this worse than yesterday? Maybe. I mean, it's this misty rain. It's approximately the same. So I don't really know what I'm going to do with myself, because I was saying, it'd be nice to take a nice rainy day walk from Oji to Itabashi. But some people are pounding something in a big wooden, I don't know, it's like a recessed stump, and they're pounding it with a wooden mallet. I don't know what that is. Anyway, I thought it would be nice to take a rainy day walk from Oji to Itabashi, but then I was reminded that my shoes are like perfectly worn down so that they're just fine for everything but wetness. I can mountain climb, but I can't walk in the rain. So yeah, I figured maybe that's not a great idea to get myself all the way up to northern Tokyo and start walking around all day in the rain in case it gets all slippy and horrifying. So the weather's supposed to clear up tomorrow. Let's just give that a rest for one more day. Oh yeah, now I'm just going up the little steps. I love this so much. I love going upstairs when you're outside. Just the little steps by my Airbnb, by the Restairs Used and Vintage store. And now that I'm up a floor, you know, I'm on the second floor of being outside, I can see that the sky is, yeah, just sleet gray everywhere. I think this is worse than yesterday, weather-wise. But yeah, I'm going to walk up to the Yamate Italian Garden, because I noticed yesterday from the station, I could look up through the gap in the roof of the station and see one of the buildings from that cool Italian rose garden. So I'm going to go up to the rose garden, which, what would that be? I guess I'm on like the third floor. It's like the equivalent of being on like the 15th floor. It's so fucking cool that it's just in the neighborhood. Do I want a Zelda coffee? No, I got half a bottle of strawberry coffee from yesterday. I got plenty of coffee. But yeah, I'm just gonna go see if I can see down into the station from there. There might be hedges in the way. I might only be able to do it from the second floor of that house. But that's, let's just do that. Let's just do that for something to do. You know, I was kind of thinking, because this rhythm of going to the coast, it's really kind of fun to just sort of be doing the same thing every day. I'm getting better at it. Because this station near me, I still need to look up the name. I still don't know the name. Ishikawacho Station. So I would go on that station and take that train to Afuna, and then from there I could just switch off and go down the coast further. But then I would just get on whatever random train to come back and take it back to Yokohama Station. Seemed like the easiest thing to do. But then from Yokohama, I'd always get back in the early evening when it's like rush hour and it's kind of busy, and I would have to transfer to get back to Ishikawacho. So I realized I could just do the same thing in reverse as I did to get there. Like, I just make sure I get back to Afuna and transfer at Afuna, and I can go straight to, it's always like a very quiet train because it goes way up north. So at the point I'm on it, nobody's using it yet because they all want to go straight to Yokohama, of course. So it's a real quiet train straight to the station that is around the corner from my Airbnb. And I was like proud of myself, like, oh yeah, I'm even figuring out how to get home, like how to beat the traffic both ways, how to avoid rush hours. And it was actually really fun last night to walk along the beach in the pitch black darkness. It was kind of cool. And my shoes were kind of a fright. I didn't realize I tracked a lot of sand back and got sand in the Genkan of the Airbnb that I just cleaned up this morning, because I'm like, oh geez, I don't want to embarrassingly be the guy who tracked a bunch of sand back. I didn't realize. But the nice thing about that is on a rainy day, I ain't gonna slip on the sand, you know? This is a bad day to go walk across the city, perhaps, but it wouldn't be the worst day to just go back to the coast. Just go back to a random part of the coast and walk. And yeah, now that I've even realized, like, hey, if it gets dark, I don't fucking care. I'll walk in the dark. It's fucking cool and fun. It's bracing. It's kind of exciting. Okay, I'm up at the garden. There's the Blue Dome House, which in hindsight, now that I found that house and I know it's also like up in the sky, it's also the equivalent of the third floor. Of course it is. How else would I be able to see it from here? Like, I feel like I'm slowly starting to learn how perspective works. And there's nobody here today. This place is empty as fuck. Little bit of rain, man. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's been nice that I've had such clear weather this time, but that's another weird pseudo bonus. If you do come visit Japan during a rainier season, there will certainly be less people. Yeah, geez, the Yokohama Bay Bridge, really misty. Just kind of disappears into nowhere. So anyway, yeah, this is not the direction of the station. This building behind me is not the building that I saw from the station. So let's try to orienteer myself. Was that it? That looks like it. Okay, so it's this big building in the center of the property that has kind of like the third floor looks like a spire. Here's the little miniature. There's like a miniature village in here, a little miniature town. Okay, there's overpasses, hedges. Okay. I think I'm in the right spot. So if I look down from here, no wonder I never noticed it from this view, because yeah, I gotta walk on a grating way up to these hedges. Oh yeah, this is like, it's very hard to see down from here. I can barely see. So yeah, there's like a row of hedges in the way. Maybe this is not to be, but that's the station, all right. So I guess I did see it, I just didn't clock that that's what it was. Man, it's just so fascinating to me how all this stuff works together. Because from each individual perspective, these places seem so different. It's hard to conceptualize of how a city this complicated, especially here. I mean, everything in Japan is complicated. Oh, there's some people with a doggy, of course, in Yokohama. But the way everything interlocks and interconnects and the ups and downs of it, it's like a portal level. It's fucking crazy. All right, so there we go. I found a spot where I can't quite get... There's like a little fence because they don't want people, obviously, to get too close to this side of this bluff. Because bluff number 18 will take your life. But yeah, I'm looking down onto the tracks. I don't see anyone waiting. It is a Sunday afternoon on a rainy day. Maybe no one's going anywhere. But that's kind of cool. So that's a good example. Like, I was standing there yesterday looking up to here. But now that I'm up here staring back down, it's hard to connect the two things in my brain. From this perspective, it just looks so different. That place doesn't look like where I was standing. There's a person. Okay, there's one person waiting for a train. I guess it's just, you know, it's probably just simple stuff. Like, when you're actually in the station, you can see posters and drink machines and all kinds of stuff. From here, I can just see tracks and the edge of the platform. It just doesn't look like the same. This is probably like deconstructing how my brain interprets objects. You know, it just doesn't seem like the same, you know, like how four legs, a seat in the back equal a chair. Like, I'm just not seeing stuff that equals a train station from here. I can really only see the tracks and little bits of the rest. What am I yammering about? I don't know. Fucking rain. Rainy day. Who cares? Whatever. This is fine. All right. There's a... I'm going to go to, walk through this nice little rose garden. I'm going to go to a Family Mart that's near the station and get some breakfast. And yeah, I'm just going to get on, I don't know, I'm going to get on the train. I'm just going to go to Ofuna to start with. And then I'll sort it out from there. Do I go back to where I've already been? Do I try to find a new part of the coast? I've definitely kind of learned, like, you can't really just... Well, you can and you can't. If you just pick a random point on the coast, it might work out and it might not. But I guess work out is relative. Like, if you want to just pick a point on the coast and walk down the coast, that's unlikely to work. It's tough to get any further than one station down the route, if even sometimes. Whoa, geez. Did I cause that? The fountains just turned on in the rose garden, but the splash of it, my brain was like, is that a fucking, did a fish just leap behind you? But it's a little shallow, long, shallow pool. It's just there to look cool with fountains. There's no fucking fish in there. Today's the adventure of me and my brain trying to sort out basic information. What time is it anyway? I don't think these would be motion activated, but I mean, maybe. Okay, no, it's 12:02. These turn on at noon. It wasn't me. Man, I don't know who would ever take the time, but it would be funny to do a supercut of this podcast of all the times either something like that happened, you know, just a sudden shock of a thing, or more often when I just go, what the hell is that? Because that's definitely happened a bunch of times. But anyway, talk about a nice way to start the day. Just walk upstairs to the fucking local beautiful rose garden. What the shit? I'm not particularly planning to come back to Japan in the summer because the heat is so miserable. But it might be cool to see what these flowers and stuff, these rose gardens. I mean, this whole neighborhood is so great right now. When everything's in bloom, it must just fucking blow your dick off your fucking body. Like, what the heck, right? Hey, and there's this little cafe up here. I just saw one of the workers looking out the window. Nobody's in there. Sorry, person. I'm not going in either today, I'm afraid. I'm heading to the coast. But yeah, I don't know. That's another cool thing about Japan. If I was in more work mode than exploration mode, that would be an interesting thing to experiment with too, is trying to find places like this. Like, where's a place I could go and hunker down with a laptop for an hour? This seems like a pretty good place. But maybe just because it's raining. Maybe not normally. I don't know. Though I am in the opposite mode of let's just travel to the detriment of all else. Let's just go places and not get anything useful done. But again, hey, whatever. That's what this trip was for. It's almost over. I am curious to see because my plan in South Korea is to downshift severely. To just not constantly go explore coastlines and mountains and yada yada. But who the fuck knows, man? I guess we'll see. Yeah, this really is kind of nice. I do not hate this rainy weather. Like, if it was rainy the whole time, I'm sure I'd be tired of it. If this was, you know, this again was what I thought was going to happen on this trip. So it was a great magical bonus that I just got a bonus summertime instead. But a little touch of rain here and there. I mean, it's like with the day and the night, how Japan is different in the day, and then it's a whole different place in the night. It's not quite that way in the rain. It's not like a radical transformation, but it is different, just a different vibe. It's kind of nice. Man, this is so odd. There's this machine between, there's this one Family Mart I especially like in my neighborhood because it has the garbage cans on the outside, which is just, it's just nice because they used to always do that and now it's pretty rare. So, you know, you just don't have to go back in to throw out your garbage. It's nice. And between there and the train station is one of these Dotur. Have they all been Dotur? I don't know. But these machines where you get the coffee and it comes out in the little cup. And I love these, you know, every fucking time I find one, it's like, oh, gotta go get a drink from that. It's mostly just in airports, but there was one in the major, one of the major train stations in Fukuoka. And I guess, I was going to say this is weird because it's an outdoor one, but I guess there was one in the park in Chiba, in the Central Park, but it was still part of a whole little building that had ice cream and stuff. This one is just outside some apartments. So unusual, but I've walked by it like two or three times because there's no garbage. What am I supposed to do with the cup? I mean, actually, I guess I just explained it though, right? I could just walk back. I guess I could just walk back to the Family Mart, go the wrong way. I guess I'll have to because the subway stations, unfortunately, in Yokohama, it's quite rare, sadly, to find garbage cans in them. So I guess I'm going to do this. Yeah, I'm just going to get this here and I'm going to go back. I'll drink it as I stroll back to the Family Mart and throw this thing out. Well, let's see if I can figure out how the buttons work. Oh, wait, 120. No, wait, which one did I want? Here we go. Mocha. Two buttons. I don't know why. I don't know what the difference is. Oh, I didn't. Okay. I don't know what's going to happen. Because there's this other setting for milk level, coffee level. Was I supposed to press those first? Anyway, it's counting down. I've never done this, like, properly. It's never happened. Oh, no, I know what that is. That's hot and cold. Oh, don't give me cold, baby. I do not want cold. Sweet. Oh, nice. Nice. I was afraid this was going to dump the big pile of ice in at the end. So I got the Nescafe Gold Blend Cafe Mocha. So hot. Mmm, if there's any coffee in that, I'll be shocked. It's really just hot chocolate, I think. Maybe a little coffee. But anyway. Anyway, fucking delightful. Except, yeah, it would be nice if they had a garbage. But they sure don't. It's just funny that that's such a to-do. In North America, yeah, you know, garbage is everywhere. If you're in New York, garbage optional. Just fucking cram your garbage in someone's... Wait a second. No, okay, it's just a can container. But yeah, I don't know, I just think it's funny that it really is a serious problem around here. Like, the ice cream machines always have a dedicated little bit where you can put the wrappers for your ice cream. Because otherwise, what are you going to do? Just walk around with it for the rest of your life? Like, I was planning it forward in my head. I'm like, geez, go to the station, get on this train. Like, what, am I going to go all the way to the coast and not have any way to get rid of this cup? So, yeah, I think it'll be worth it to just walk backward, backtrack to the Family Mart just to get rid of this bad boy. But, yeah, I don't know. I just love these. I love the little cardboard cup. It's so nice. Oh, JB, Japan Beverage Company. That's a new one. All right, since it's Sunday, there's some, basically there's less direct stuff on the train. So instead of all the way to Ofuna, I went to Isago Station. But there was really nowhere to go from Isago except transfer onto another train to continue on to Ofune, but it's a little extra step. And then from there, I was looking at the boards. Where do these different trains go to? Let's look at where that end point is on my phone. That's originally how I saw the one to Atami and started going westerly down the coast. And I saw one heading toward Yokosuka, which is just the city to the south of Yokohama, where Dobuita Street is, which I never did make it to and probably won't get around to. So I hopped on that train, and again, because it's Sunday, it didn't go all the way. It only went to Zushi, but I remember I was going to try to go to Zushi once, because I thought my local train went to Zushi, but that was just some unusual train I was only on once. So I was like, all right, well, let's just do that. I saw some spots a little bit near the coast that I was like, oh, maybe I could try these out, but... It's just, like, tough to determine. It's a little hard to tell. How do you get to the coast from there? Is that going to work? You know? I suppose if I really want some coast in my day, if I really want to do a weird night coast walk, I could just go back to Tsujito like yesterday. You know, it's all really close. It's all really easy to get to. And Zushi, it just feels cool, probably more so just to be in a new place. Because the place itself, it's like a big train yard, big apartment building, department store stuff. Then as I walked a little further, you get into really tiny little shops, a little fruit stand. And now, this is weird, I'm just by this arena with these very similar looking row houses that are different colors, way more uniform than is normal in Japan. And just this tiny little road I'm on that rarely has cars and is by these row houses, it just suddenly feels like, of all fucking places, Oatthorn, Netherlands, where I stayed once, where one of my Airbnbs was. I'm just walking along and I'm like, that's so fucking weird. It has never felt anything like the Netherlands for even a second in Japan. I guess also because I walked past an arena, which reminds me of the Bijlmer Arena, which is nowhere near there. It's in Amsterdam. But maybe those things together combined, I don't know. But it's just, that's weird. It's like, it certainly does. Still, like, I'm going to these random neighborhoods and they just feel different. Each one has this different feeling. But yeah, that was an unexpected one. And I guess it's also still overcast, not raining right now though. But being overcast, I think, contributes as well, because the first time in particular that I went to the Netherlands, it really got emblazoned on my mind, because that was one of my failed travel trips where culture shock hit me and I just couldn't get comfortable. And I remember sitting in the library near Central Station and looking out the window at these gray overcast skies, because it was late fall at that time, and just giving up. It's like, not only am I not going to stay in the Netherlands, I'm not going to go to France, I'm not going to go to England, I'm just going to go home. This just ain't working. I'm just feeling stressed out every day. So that got stuck imprinted on my brain. And then I went back to the Netherlands later, and I had a much better time the second time when I was more comfortable with being overseas. But I guess all that stuff together, the quiet street, the arena, the colored row houses, the slate blue-gray sky, all adds up to like, bam, I'm in the Netherlands. These little hedges too, there's little curated hedges. It's just fucking weird. It feels so much like, because Oatthorn, it's just a suburb. There's nothing there. but this quietness, it just all feels like that. It's fucking, that's a really weird feeling. The beauty of just going to random places, you know. It's just weirdly fun to kind of hang out in the subway stations and on the trains and make your way across the map. And then you just get to a place and it's just cool. It just feels cool. So I'm heading towards something on the map that seems to be maybe some kind of park. I'm really not sure. But whether it works out or not, doesn't really matter. Yeah, I kind of like these little half-day adventures. It's a little, it's a nice change from those wacky West Tokyo, go out onto a mountain in the middle of nowhere, super adventures. And there's like an old train car here, surrounded by a fence with a sign. Let's see if Google Translate can tell me what this is, because it sort of seems like it's an exhibit or something, like an old style train car or something. But it's also not like fancy, it's just kind of got a fence around it and it's just like, here's the thing. The Deha 601. Maximum length 18 meters, maximum width 2.7 meters, maximum height 4 meters, 36 tons, capacity 120 people, manufactured in 1966. This vehicle was originally called the 700 series, changed to the 600 series in 1966, and was born as a high-performance lightweight vehicle that adopted a new axis, such as the first Keihan Kyoko train, which was made of all-metal car body. It was nicknamed La Mer and Minaboso, and after the air conditioning renewal work in 1971, it was active as a Rapid Limited Express, but due to aging, it was scrapped in May 1984 due to the appearance of the 2000 series. Yeah, so I guess this is just in the 60s. This is what a train car looked like. It's just a red train car. It doesn't look that different from now. And it is weird how those things, they just change and you just get used to them. Like when I first moved to Toronto in 2010, they still had these red streetcars. And then they changed them to these like weird futuristic RoboCop looking fucking shits. and I was like, ugh, I don't like those new ones at all. But you just get used to them. That's just what it looks like now. And then you see stuff like the Scott Pilgrim animated show that was on Netflix or whatever. And it's like, oh, there's the old streetcars. Look at that shit. Like you just forget. You kind of forget that those were how things looked. And now they're the old one. It's just like, oh yeah, that seems wrong now. That's the old one. The March of Progress. So one thing that's a little weird is there has been nobody at my Airbnb all week, which has been just delightful. It's just all to me. Only last night, only Saturday night, people showed up and it appears they're already gone, which is like, awesome. Thank you. See you later. But it's amazing how weird that feels. Because that happened to me in 2019 in Nakaitabashi, but that place was also big. So even when someone else showed up, there's multiple bathrooms and all kinds of showers and stuff. So I still didn't really feel their presence. Where at this place, it really felt like, why are you in my house? Get out of my house. And it's not just my sense of entitlement. It's like, I never did see the person or people, I guess. I didn't even hear them talk. I don't know if they're foreigners or Japanese or what. But I heard everything else about them. Man, I think people don't know how loud they are. Just these people stomping around. I mean, I don't know. I always used to, people would comment on me being quiet when I was a kid, which I don't know why anybody gave a fuck. I guess just because it's like I was sneaking up on them. But I always have been like light-footed, you know? I try not to clomp around. And I just think it's kind of interesting when there's people that it's like, man, you've gone your whole life and you never thought about that once, did you? It never even occurred to you that maybe the way you're walking is very loud and stompy. Because they're just clomping all around, clomp, 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 and making noise and banging doors. And that'd be one thing, but it's just very weird to go, just to go take a pee in your bathroom you've been using all week all by yourself, that you've soul bonded with during a horrible bout of stomach problems. And like, they didn't even flush the toilet. It's like, you are like a monster. You are an ogre person. And it was weird because it was pee and tons of toilet paper, but there didn't appear to be anything but pee. They weren't that uncouth. I mean, there's that argument, I guess, to conserve water, don't flush when you only pee, which is a dubious fucking philosophy, but I mean, I can kind of get behind that a little. But to save it for your house. In communal spaces, that no longer applies. And it just didn't even make sense. Like, if all it was pee, then what was all the toilet paper for? I have no guesses even, and I don't want to be guessing. I don't even want to be put in the position of having to detective work out what is going on in your weird ogre life. You know, just get out of my fucking house. So anyway, it seems like they're gone today, so that's nice. I get to finish out things in silence, in blissful aloneness. Man, I don't know where the U.S. Air Force Base is. I know it's around here somewhere. But I already passed a Caucasian couple where the lady was jogging and the guy was riding his bicycle along with her. And then I just passed an Asian girl chatting to a black girl, like smaller girls, you know, like junior high or whatever. So, I mean, I must be in the vicinity. This feels like a surprising mix of different ethnicities that I've seen in this fairly quiet, not much going on, random little neighborhood. No, there's a tower, not as big as the other tower, but now I know it's not special. I don't have to get excited about the tower. It's just a radio tower. And here's another one. So this is the third of these machines I've found. So these seem to be pretty common in this area of whatever this brand is that sells cookies. So yeah, that's the latte cookie that I got the other day. Although I'm sure it had English writing when I got it, because that's how I knew it was a cappuccino cookie. But what else have we got here? Little gingerbread type looking people, some kind of sugar cookie, a longboard, just like a biscotti, but in a surfer guise. Some kind of coconut square cookie cracker thing. That could be good. I hope I have some coins, or this is going to be a disappointing look. Whew, good. I do have coins. Yeah, this is all no English. I don't know what this company's called. But yeah, it's so weird, the random, like, local stuff, like this cookie brand here. But, like, root beer. I've still never seen root beer anywhere but Hachioji. Why would you need to go there to get root beer? That's so weird. All right, Coconut Avenue. Let's try you. One cookie dispensed. Ah, and the excesses of Japanese packaging. Inside this package are three individual packages, so each little coconut cookie has its own package. Of course, why not? I mean, technically it's handy, so I can dispense these cookies to myself throughout the day, but I mean, come on, I'm America adjacent, I'm Canada gin, I'm eating all these fucking things right now. That's very nice. That's one of those things that, like, it just never crossed my mind, like, I don't know, is coconut common around here? Is coconut rare? I don't know, I just haven't had my mind on it. But I haven't had coconut the whole time I've been here. So it is very nice. Aha, so this place I'm trying to get to, Ikego Forest Natural Park. I'm not quite sure how to get there from here. We'll see how this goes. But it looks like what I spied with my little eye was correct. Commander U.S. Fleet Activities Yokosuka, Ikego Detachment, Ikego Heights Family Housing. So this appears to be where the military folk live. Yeah, Ikego Base Gym, I see. It's kind of like a big Ikego housing unit. Ikego Elementary. Yeah, it's kind of like a big blank spot on the map, but in this case, it's not a big weird mountain. In this case, it's U.S. military stuff, I guess. Interesting. There's a little walkway. I guess we'll see if this takes me to this park. If it doesn't, then I don't know what the fuck to do, so we'll see. All right, well, that park was just a random target, just an excuse to walk somewhere. And definitely wasn't clear how to get there through with the housing, like, unit stuff all right there. I don't know if there even is, like, a public available path. If there was, it wasn't clear. But then I realized, well, what else is around here? And I was like, all right, I'm actually pretty close to the next station. And then from the next station, it's only a couple of stops to Yokosuka Station proper, and that's probably a good place to go, just because it'll be easier to get back, you know, from there. Connecting from Yokosuka to Yokohama will obviously be a lot easier than winding back through Zushi and Ofuna and all the stuff I did to get here. And then I realized, if I'm gonna be there, it's a very short walk to Dobuita Street, so I mean, fuck it, I guess I'll just go after all, you know? I kind of thought, like, maybe I wasn't going to make it down there. Because it's most famous to my generation for being in the game Shenmue, which, even though my brother had a Dreamcast and we had a fairly decent little stack of Dreamcast games, we never had that one. And it's one of those games that it was like a pioneer of open world gaming and of, it seemed kind of cool, like very ultra realistic, where you could, like, walk through your house and open every drawer and all this stuff. It seemed really cool at the time. But nowadays we've moved on to the, you know, Grand Theft Auto style open world where there's always stuff happening, action, action, action. It seems like Shenmue would be a very hard thing to go back to at this point, so I don't know if I ever will play it. But yeah, I only know Dobuita Street through the reflection of what I've seen of other people, you know, Let's Players and stuff, playing Shenmue. I don't know that that's gonna be the same. It's definitely not gonna be the same as when I went to Kabukicho and I recognized everything from the Yakuza games. People definitely do have that experience with Shenmue. You can find people on YouTube that are doing their, you know, their Shenmue journey, going to all the places from Shenmue and comparing the real life place to the place from the video game. I just won't be able to do that. But hey, you know, whatever. Other people have already done that, so that's fine. That's all out there. I'll just go as a guy who doesn't know what the heck's going on and just, you know, whatever, wander around for a bit and see what it's like. So if you're a Shenmue fan who found this by searching for Dobuita, apologies in advance that I'll have nothing useful to say. And double apologies for all of this stuff you've had to listen to up to this point. Welcome to my podcast. This is where I walk around to random places and talk about nothing. So I hope you enjoy it in some capacity. And yeah, I think maybe the naval base is right there, because there's also just the big blank spot on Google Maps that is mysteriously lacking in information. It's occurring to me that maybe it's not a coincidence that Shenmue takes place near Dobuita Street, because I know the basic plot is you're trying to track down the mystery of your father's murder, and then eventually the hero gets on a ship and sails to Hong Kong. So, I mean, I guess being by the naval yard and being by, I don't know. I don't fucking know. That's the point, I guess. I don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, yeah, I'm gonna go there. Man, right up to the end of this trip, there's still odd bathroom stuff happening here where there's this button on a lot of the, not a lot, but some of the toilets that you can make a flushing sound. So, you know, I guess it's just to cover up whatever noises you're making so you don't lose face for your terrible time in the bathroom. But I've never used the artificial flush button before, but this is the first time at the washroom in Yokosuka Station where I've ever seen this happen. It did that automatically. It's just an automatic thing and has like, will you shut up? It was like really loud and it just kept going, just this flush sound. And it's like, dude, I didn't ask for that. Please be quiet, you. But yeah, the terrain here, there is a big naval yard here, tons of ships out in the distance, but to the other side, it's so cool that the terrain is still that crazy Yokohama style bluffs where there's tunnels right away that the train disappears through, and houses cascading up the side of the hill, and then just a few houses way up in the sky. It's like, man, I love that. I just love that terrain so much. But Yokosuka Station is a lot smaller than I expected. I thought it was a more major thing. But I wonder if all of this is just Shenmue stuff, you know? Does this only seem like it's a famous place because of Shenmue? Like, maybe it just really isn't. Now I'm on like a little boardwalk. There's some kind of a little shopping center ahead of me. Kosuka Bayside Stores. It's not like tiny, but it's not like a big urban center. Even Zushi felt bigger. But yeah, I guess I should say beyond just Shenmue in general, as a general concept, one reason why Shenmue in particular is so ingrained in my mind, despite the fact that I never played it, is, I've mentioned him before, but there was one of the old school OG Japan vloggers from America, this guy named Roger Swan from Battle Creek, Michigan, who sadly got an unexpected illness and died while he was teaching English in northern Japan. But his first trip to Japan with the JET program and then his second visit up north, he did these vlogs about them. And he was just the nicest guy in the world. It was like really, that's actually how I heard about him, unfortunately, was because he had passed away. And I went back and watched all his videos. And then I compiled, if you search for the story of Roger Swan, or he was also, his channel was called Tokyo Swan, the story of Tokyo Swan, Roger with a D, R-O-D-G-E-R. I made like a 90-minute compilation of clips from his different vlogs to sort of make his trip to Japan into sort of a documentary type of movie, sort of. And it took me years to put that together. I just worked away at it here and there. But through the course of that, you know, I watched all of his stuff. So every time I go somewhere that he had been, it's like, oh yeah. I mean, it doesn't happen a lot. I haven't crossed over with a ton of his stuff. But every once in a while, there's something. And I'm like, oh yeah, there's that. One that maybe next time I'm in Japan, I saw it on a map the other day, is Oshima Island. You know, I think it would have to take me out of my comfort zone where I usually just go wherever is easy to go to. I think for Oshima, I would need to get on a boat. But that was one place that he went, that I saw that on the map. And I'm like, oh yeah, I don't know. Time's running out this time, but next time I should try to go there. Anyway, Roger was in love with Shenmue. He loved it. It was one of the big reasons why he wanted to come to Japan. And I'm pretty sure his final vlog might have more views now, but I don't know. It might still be his Shenmue one. His Shenmue one was the one that people who didn't know his channel would find. And I just remember that one in particular because, you know, it's the same type of thing I talk about all the time. Of feeling like you're in a video game, you know? For me, there was the one specific example of Kabukicho. But it does feel that way in abstract ways. Just growing up with Japanese video games, you don't realize how much of it is just based on the landscape and on the way the cities are laid out and just the way the natural world is. I mean, all the way back to the classic story of the original Zelda, the first screen of the first Zelda is just a cave. Because when Miyamoto was a kid, there was a cave when he was exploring that he was scared to go in. So that particular episode of Tokyo Swan, you know, stood out a lot because that was what he was expressing. It's like, man, you know, back in the day, I played this game and I played the shit out of it and I loved it. He didn't say shit. He was the nicest guy. He never swore, ever. He played it like crazy. He loved that game. And he wanted to go there. It's like, I want to go see that place. I want to see that place from the game. And then for him to actually be there, he's like, you know, but you want to do it, but you don't really think it's going to happen. And then it happens. And here I am. I'm inside the game. So I guess because of sifting through all his videos to put together the compilation, like, you know, it's all the stuff he did sort of got internalized in my mind. But that's where it's a little weird with this stuff with Yokosuka and with Shenmue, because it meant so much to him. But this is where I was kind of putting it off, and I wasn't even sure if I was going to come, and it just sort of ended up happening by accident today, because it just can't mean that to me, you know? I don't even know what there is that I could possibly say about it. It seems like a waste, I guess, in a way. It's like, what am I going to say? How am I going to appreciate this? I don't know, maybe it'll work in reverse, though. I mean, maybe I'll just wander around Dobuita for a bit. And then maybe someday in the future I will play Shenmue. I mean, who knows? I don't know. It's possible. I don't actually play a lot of video games these days, so probably not. But if I ever do, you know, this could work in reverse. Instead of playing the game and then going to the place, I'll go to the place so that someday if I play the game, I can be like, holy moly, there's this and there's that. But yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm putting pressure on myself. This is kind of why I don't like going to tourist stuff, and I don't like going to big museums or going to exhibits and displays. I don't like putting that pressure on myself of, I don't know how else to say it besides being expected to care, you know? Because that's just not how I parse things. Again, still speaking about my brain. If you ask me to care about some one specific thing, we're off to a bad start, because I probably won't, and I don't. The world is kind of like a big flat plane to me, where the totality of it is interesting. You take a whole series of events or a whole area or a whole scenario, and that's interesting. But if you point out any one little particular thing and you really get hung up about it, I cannot follow you there. It's probably not that cool. It's probably not that important. It's probably not that, it's just another thing, you know? I don't know. So yeah, in this case, it's like I preemptively feel a little bad because this is just going to be another thing. And in some weird way, you know, for the sake of Roger Swan, I feel like it should mean more, and it's not gonna. So I just got to put all that stuff out of my head. I'm just psyching myself out for no reason. I'm just overthinking all of this. Just go walk around, soak it in, have a little day. That's all. That's all I got to do. Got to figure out how to get there, of course. I don't actually know how to get there. Well, yeah, definitely the whole neighborhood gets big fast. So even though the station didn't seem that large, this is actually a pretty large area. And Dobuita Street is real close to the station, easy to get to, and right out of the gate. I mean, like, if you can see the episode image for this episode, I mean, if you've played Shenmue, you know that store, right? And right next to it is the Tom and Jack store with the American flag. I mean, I feel like such a poser taking the pictures, because it's like, yeah, these are the pictures everyone takes on their Shenmue fucking journey. But, I mean, those are the places. And I was surprised. I mean, I did know a little bit more than I expected to know. There's this one really steep street, and I was like, you know what, I'm pretty sure up here is like a little shrine thing. And it was. I'm like, holy crap, how did I know that? I guess, so I did know a little bit more than I realized I knew. But yeah, I guess another reason why I was kind of putting this off is yeah, like that Roger Swan guy. He really was just the nicest guy, just ludicrously nice. And even though I worked on the little compilation video I made, I mean, I worked on it for years, but it was just like put a lump in my throat every time for years. And I guess maybe subconsciously, I was like, yeah, maybe I don't want to go there because it's going to feel that same way. I'm going to feel bad that guy died, but the reason I'm laughing, I've been rescued from my maudlin thoughts. There's a sign here in this, it's just this little parking lot, just a security camera sign that says, warning, don't go to stool and urinate. This place is monitored by security camera for 24 hours. Don't go to stool and urinate. I mean, urinate, sure, there's all kinds of bars. Marilyn's Bar in Karaoke is right next to this. Like, I can see the urinate thing. Like, hey, G.I. Joe, please fucking, when you come here to get your burgers, don't pee in our parking lot. But who went to stool here? Man, I hope that is a preemptive warning. I hope that didn't really happen. Oh, man. Thank you, sign. You saved me just as I was getting all sad. Because, yeah, that's exactly what happened, is now that I'm here, I feel bad. I feel bad thinking about that guy. And that he died. Man, there's a specific kind of jacket that they sell here. Like, at least three different stores had them. They're kind of like these satin-looking jackets with different colored arms. And then they just have crazy patterns and, like, biker-type stuff on them. One of them literally said, like, kill them all and let God sort them out. And I'm like, is this just trying to sell things you think Americans like? What the hell is this? But yeah, there's a bunch of stores that sell them. That's the thing you buy around here, I guess. Anyway, yeah, it's a lot of bars. Burgers and tacos. Pretty small little area. I haven't seen a mountain of other tourists around here, but there's literally two of them walking toward me right now. So yeah, I'd say there's some. Or, I mean, not tourists even. It's, you know, they could just live here. They could just be part of the army base stuff. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I feel bad. Let's just finish off with, I'll just play a clip from Roger Swan. Let's just play him talking about this area. Because he's the whole reason I came here anyway. He's a nicer man than me. He wouldn't laugh at the don't go to stool and urinate sign. I don't know, maybe he would. It's pretty funny. Yeah, let's just end off with some words from Roger.
Do you remember that day? The day the rain turned to snow? Hey everybody, welcome to Tokyo Swan. If you couldn't guess by the starting quote, this is the Shenmue episode. I'm really excited to be doing this. I'm gonna live out one of my fantasies. Real life Shenmue, that's right. I'm going to Dobuita in Yokosuka, where Shenmue took place. We're gonna live out Shenmue, alright? Shenmue, for those that don't know, was a Dreamcast game, and probably one of my top 10 video games of all time. Absolutely love it. Some people hate it, some people say it's boring, but I love it. So we're gonna go there, we're gonna live it out, we're gonna do everything that Ryo Hazuki did in the game. It's gonna be awesome. So, let's get this show on the road. So here I am in Dobuita, and yeah, it kinda does look like Shenmue. Granted, Shenmue took place in 1986, so everything's a little bit more modern, but oh my god. Tom. You remember Tom, the hot dog vendor from Shenmue? He's back. I think any Shenmue fan is going to recognize this next location. It's the hill, I think, that leads up to Ryo Hazuki's house. Now it's actually a hospital. But I don't know, judge for yourself. I think this might be the hill where Ryo goes home every day. Looks just like it. This is like so Shenmue, like the entire vibe of this place. Oh my gosh, like I've wanted to come here for a long time. I guess like I just got so busy during the semester that I forgot about Dobuita and Yokosuka. But now that I'm here, it's just like, it's awesome. It's like, I was playing Shenmue when I was probably like 13, 14 years old, and I was like, that game, this is awesome, and I want to go there. And now here I am, like, it's corny as it sounds, a dream come true, you know? One of those nerdy, you know, you never think, oh, I'm going to go to that place in that video game. But I went to that place. I'm here. It's, wow. Well, that wasn't in Shenmue. No urinating? I don't remember that part of the game. One thing that I should note about Yokosuka, or this area in particular, is that there's a big American base, a big Navy base or whatever, that's pretty close by. So that's why there's like a lot of American-style bars and restaurants and such. Yeah, and there's even some sailors around too, which is kind of like Shenmue, which I was kind of laughing about. Like, oh yeah, this is just the same as the game. This... Now, I'm looking for a man named Charlie. He drives a motorcycle and he has a black leather jacket. So if someone were to have asked me before I got to Japan what I thought Japan would look like and what I thought it would be like, I probably would have replied that I thought it would have been a lot like this right now. So yeah, like Yokosuka, like the whole Yokosuka area, like really kind of reminds me of like what I thought Japan was going to be like. Like this is more in tone of what I was expecting, kind of. And that's probably partly due to how much I played Shenmue and how much I was totally dead into that game and the representation of Japan in that. And granted, it's a video game, I know, blah, blah, blah. But, however, like, yeah, this is really neat just being here. Like, the whole atmosphere and vibe is pretty different than Tokyo. And I quite enjoy it here.
So I'm at the American military base here in Yokosuka, because my dad had a military ID, and thus I have a military ID. And, just checking out. And unfortunately, they don't seem to have a Taco Bell, but they have A&W root beer stand. So that's pretty sweet. So, oh my god, I'm so happy to be eating this.
This is kind of like the Twilight Zone. Everybody's English or American. You know, they all speak the same language as me. And they have Sbarro's, Long John Silver's, and A&W root beer. Weird. So here I am in Chuo Park. The place is deserted, but it's actually pretty neat looking. Looks like some mysterious steps lead up there. So let's try heading over there, see what's up there. It's absolutely beautiful. Ooh, the sea. The sea's over here. Hey, that's pretty cool. So just like the harbor in Shenmue, here we are. Welcome to paradise. So I'm not exactly sure where I am. There's like nobody around. It's so quiet. It's so peaceful. Beautiful scenery. This was like a perfect day for me. It's been so wonderful. This is so nice. Like this whole place. I just love the vibe of it and just the atmosphere. It's so peaceful. So, yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. I had a lot of fun doing this one. I hope everyone else kind of feels the same energy. And I'm
I'm getting from just being here. It's just wonderful. So, that having been said, I think I'm going to end it here and attempt to find my way back to Shin Kawasaki. We'll see. So if you don't see any more Tokyo Swans, it's because I got lost. Sorry. But yeah, it's been fun. And I'm just all smiles right now, like a total nerd. Sorry. But hey, what can you do? Well, I know what you can do. We'll see you next time.